Welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast for Monday evening, August 17, 2026. Real stories, AI voices, full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Reploid plans? Stock split at a ratio of 1 to 15. Reploid Group AG plans to split the company's shares at a ratio of 1 to 15 to enhance tradability. The resolution will be submitted to the annual general meeting on September 14, 2026. CEO Philip Power aims to make REP LOID stock more accessible for retail investors by reducing the price per share. The stock split will increase the number of shares from 110,881 to 1,663,215 without issuing new shares.
CBFAG strengthens the growth segment of sensor technology and electromechanics with two product innovations. SBFAG strengthens its growth segment of sensor technology and electromechanics with two new product innovations: the automatic label feeder ALF and the automatic optical inspection system INSCCT. These field-tested solutions address the trends of automation and digitalization, offering high customer value and efficiency potential. ALF now allows for automated labeling of glass vials, expanding its reach to industries like pharmaceuticals and laboratory diagnostics. Inspect automates quality inspection in electronics manufacturing, enhancing process control with its high-resolution camera and software capabilities. CBF's innovative approach combines technological expertise with customer benefits, positioning the company for future growth.
Greenland Mines GRML completes Scare Guard Bathymetric Survey, advances 2026 drill program. Greenland Mines completed its 2026 bathymetric survey campaign at the Scare Guard project in southeast Greenland, exceeding original plans. The high-resolution seabed data will support new navigational charts and future marine shipping operations. Additionally, the company finished all necessary drill core work for the planned bulk sample and transitioned to resource definition drilling. A new core shack is now operational, marking progress towards the project's initial assessment.
Regentis Biomaterials RGNT moves Gelrin-C along parallel U.S. clinical and European commercial tracks. Regentis Biomaterials is progressing its Gelrin-C cartilage repair platform with over 50% enrollment in the pivotal Phase 3 SAGE study. FDA approval for a single-arm protocol using historical data is expected to lead to a PMA process by 2027. In Europe, Gelrin-C holds CE mark approval with surgeon training underway and a new manufacturing process increasing yield by 400%.
Investor news breaks: Atlas Lithium Corporation remained on track for first NEVs lithium production in Q4 2027. The project aims to produce 150,000 tons annually, with strong interest exceeding planned capacity, with an impressive 145% IRR and 11-month payback. The project is progressing well in engineering, construction, and partner contracts. Atlas Lithium expects to create over 5,000 jobs in Brazil's Jequitinhonha Valley.
Rock Breaks USA Rare Earth Inc. reported Q2026 results. Advanced Integrated Rare Earth Supply Chain. USA Rare Earth reported Q2026 revenue of $5.80 million and $1.53 billion in cash. The company secured funding, acquired Serra Verde Group, and selected Blacksburg SC for a new manufacturing operation. CEO Barbara Humpton will retire on October 1st with Thras Mariatis as her successor. USA Rare Earth is on track to complete the Round Top Definitive Feasibility Study and reach 600 metric tons per year magnet manufacturing capacity at its Stillwater facility in 2026.
Investor news breaks: Largo Inc. reported 68.5% revenue growth, higher vanadium production in quarter 2 2026. Largo Inc. announced a 68.5% revenue growth in quarter 2026, reaching $44 million, with increased vanadium production. The company reported a net loss of $22.70 million, citing non-cash items and higher costs. Largo secured a $60.10 million delivery order from the U.S. Defense Logistics Agency and began copper PGM concentrate production at its Moracas Mention mine. Vanadium pricing saw a 45.8% increase from the previous year.
Investor news breaks. Sky Harbor Resources Limited, TSH Frankfurt, CYH Frankfurt, C1P, signed Yurchison Uranium Property Option Agreement with Purecore Metals. Sky Harbor Resources Limited signed an option agreement with Purecore Metals, allowing Purecore to earn up to a 100% interest in the Yurchison Uranium property in northern Saskatchewan. To earn the initial 70% interest, Purecore must provide $350,000 in cash, $700,000 in shares, and incur $3.50 million in exploration expenditures over 3 years. The property is located about 75 kilometers south of Kamako Rabbit Lake operation, with historical samples showing promising uranium and molybdenum values. Mining news breaks. Nikola Mining Inc. signs mining and milling profit share agreement with Red Eye Resources. Nikola Mining Inc. has signed a mining and milling profit share agreement with Red Eye Resources Limited, allowing mineralized material to be processed at Nikola's Merit Mill in British Columbia. The focus is on precious metal opportunities, with profits shared equally. The agreement expands Nikola's strategy of using the mill as a centralized processing platform for high-grade projects across the province.
China releases plan to modernize coal industry in 5 years. China has unveiled a plan to modernize its coal industry in the next 5 years. The National Energy Administration and the National Development and Reform Commission will accelerate the upgrading and optimization of the domestic coal sector during the 15th five-year plan period. This move could impact companies like Frontier's North America Inc. that are reshaping the coal industry.
Industrial robot installations hit record highs amid labor shortage crisis. Industrial robot installations have surged to record highs as the labor shortage crisis intensifies. Global installations reached 542,000 units in 2024, with a market value of $16.70 billion. Knight Food Holdings Inc., operating as TechForce Robotics, has inked a letter of intent with NBR Intelligence Pth Limited to deploy up to 5,000 robotic systems. This trend reflects a growing shift towards automation in response to workforce challenges.
In news breaks, Knight Food Holdings Inc. positions TechForce Robotics for scaled AI automation deployments. Knight Food Holdings Inc., operating as TechForce Robotics, is gearing up for scaled AI automation deployments in the robotics industry. The company's recent letter of intent with NBR Intelligence Pt. Ltd. aims to launch a factory automation program with up to 5,000 robotic systems. This move aligns with the global trend towards commercially viable robotic systems. Stay tuned for more updates on this exciting development.
Industrial robot installations hit record highs amid labor shortage crisis. Industrial robot installations have reached a record high amidst a labor shortage crisis. Global installations hit 542,000 units in 2024, doubling from a decade ago, with a market value of $16.70 billion. Knight Food Holdings Inc., operating as TechForce Robotics, signed an LOI with NBR Intelligence Pt. Ltd. for a factory automation program targeting up to 5,000 robotic systems, starting with 5 pilot units within 120 days.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.